International delegates are discussing racism in Durban, South Africa. Each day this week, Morning Edition will broadcast a personal experience of racism. Today's commentator is K.P. Singh. He was born an untouchable, a lower class that has adopted the Hindi name Dalit, which means oppressed. Even though the caste system is illegal, India has fought to keep caste discrimination off the agenda in Durban. K.P. Singh says Dalits are considered to be so low they are beneath caste.
I was born an untouchable, not because my parents were unclean or polluted, but because my whole community has been oppressed for centuries by the caste Hindus in India. Untouchables traditionally have been forced to do menial jobs, like working in leather tanneries, sweeping the streets, and cleaning toilets. Within the Hindu social order, we were known by terms ranging from untouchable to Harijan. But now, my community has adopted the term Dalit with pride, just as African Americans have named themselves. I grew up in an environment full of depression, humiliation, terror, and helplessness. I went to a government school where I was tortured by the caste Hindus teachers and students. They kicked my face and back, not because I did something wrong, but because I was an untouchable. The teachers would put 4 pens between my fingers and squeeze my hands because I dared to answer questions correctly in front of caste Hindu students. Sometimes teachers beat me so badly, I could not go to school for weeks. But my parents dreamed of breaking the shackles of untouchability, like our savior, Dr. B.R. Ambedkar. He was an untouchable, a graduate of Columbia University, and author of Indian Constitution. We consider Dr. Ambedkar the Martin Luther King of India. So I continued my rocky journey of education and reached the Aligarh Muslim University. My roommates refused to allow me to live with them in the same dorm room after seeing my admission card, which mentioned my low caste. But after completing my BA, I passed the entrance test for Jawaharlal Nehru University, which is known as the Harvard of India. By then, I had become aware of our legal right to fight back against caste-based discrimination. The University Election Committee used to display low caste identity of students in public on students' voter list. I successfully sued them to remove the low caste suffixes from the list. In 1995, I came to the United States of America. Here, no one knows my caste. But whenever I come across so-called high caste Hindus, they often express their hatred towards low caste people. They don't realize I am a Dalit because it is difficult to tell my caste from my name. Here in the United States, I have obtained my PhD and I am a respected professor. But when I go to India, I remain an untouchable, no matter how educated I have become.
The comments of K.P. Singh, who teaches sociology at the University of Washington in Seattle.